Single? Middle-aged? What the f-
The couch is different.
The couch, right? We're gonna do a little
the
bit
sun's different.
Conversational today. And just
let's
kick
just
it.
Have some conversation.
Let's have some conversation. So
cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, Dolly.
Cheers, Dolly.
I'm so happy.
Beautiful martinis.
I know. So these are fresh watermelon martinis with a splash of lime and a splash of agave and a whole lot of vodka.
Super strong.
And super full.
I took my first sip and went, whoa, I have to drive home.
Not till later. I got you a really good parking spot.
Obviously, you did.
I'm making
a
mess.
The best parking spot.
Like, I'm already making
did
a mess.
You film?
Fuck, I do it every time. It's just inevitable.
Martini glasses are really hard to drink out of.
I know. They're look how pretty
they
are.
They're beautiful, but they are so difficult to drink out of.
Okay, I'm excited to catch up.
I know.
Excited to catch up. A lot going on with both of us. Holy crap.
A lot with you. But we were just talking.
Yeah.
I honestly can't remember the last time that we got together, but I'm pretty sure it was after New Year's, and we were like, okay, you know, we're gonna go for it again.
We're ready. Maybe we're not ready.
Oh, yikes.
But I feel like we are now. Like, I feel like
we should be.
The pandemic, you know, it's coming to a close. Like, everything's opening back up.
Yes.
We're starting to get out where there's more to talk about. We have some other things going on in my business and your work and everything. There's just a lot sort of going on that's kind of exciting that I don't know that I feel like we should be. And we got together for dinner last night and we were talking about some things going on last night and it was awesome. That's why we were like, we need to talk about this on the podcast. So I don't know how you want to start with all this stuff, but I think talking about the pandemic being over, I think we should talk about dating first, because we talk about that a lot and we haven't been dating.
There's no way
that we're dating. And so if we're not dating, guess what? We're not having sex. We're not doing anything. We're not, and it's not even about sex. It's about making out. Like, we're not, you know, we're not even having like a good makeout session or anything. I mean, there's just nothing happening.
Well, what did we establish last night? And we're both like, so when's the last time you had sex?
It's been a long ass
time.
And
when we thought about that, we were both shocked, like jaw drop.
Yes.
Like it was 2 years.
Like that, because it's been so much time has gone by. Like for me, it's like, I had a detached retina, so it's not like I'm going to go date with an eye patch. I mean, like, you know, unless he has a pirate fetish, like, which, no.
Ooh, those are out there.
Those are probably out there.
Yeah, they are.
Seriously, I was like, and then the pandemic happened, it was like impossible to date, and then we were talking about, you know, on your birthday, we ran into some people that, you know, the last time we did have maybe a little bit of a makeout or whatever, we were just like, I kind of missed that, right?
Those were fun days.
But when it's been so long, I got a call. So I get a call last week from somebody from my past, and he says, meet me in Austin. I'll drive and meet you in Austin. You
drive
fly
to Arkansas.
Yeah, and
so it's a 5-hour drive.
5-hour drive. I'm like, you're gonna drive 5 hours
keep
to take me to dinner?
He's bucks up. He could charter a plane, so it's ridiculous.
Well, maybe he likes road trips.
By himself? Mm-hmm. Nobody likes that for 5 hours from Arkansas.
I do. I drove from here to Alaska by myself.
It's pretty from here to Alaska.
That was 9 days.
It's a beautiful state. Oregon, Washington, that's a beautiful coastal. He's going from Arkansas to what, Oklahoma and then Texas?
I have
flat,
no idea.
Like nothing. I know, I don't know my geographics in that middle area.
But I think you're right. I think
but
it is
I'm
kind
pretty
of,
sure I'm close.
Yeah, you're pretty close. But I was saying to her, like, I don't know. I mean, it's a situation that I shouldn't get myself into. But what did you say about what happens when it's been so long? We haven't been dating. What happens?
Well, you were saying you couldn't trust yourself.
No.
And so I said something about Well, memories and morals just went out the window like a bag of M&Ms. Peanuts included. And I did say peanuts, not penis. However, there is a little.
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't trust
memories and morals.
I don't trust myself with him.
I know you don't. So she wants me to go.
Yeah, so I.
She wants me to go and be part of the memories and moral loss.
No, I need a safety blanket.
I'll get thrown out the window like a bag of M&Ms myself.
I need a safety blanket. I need an excuse after dinner to go back to the hotel alone.
Oh, so blame it on Terry. Blame it on Dolly.
Okay, have you ever had that situation though where you know
I'm sure
that if you meet up with this person that you shouldn't be meeting up with, that you know the chemistry is off the chain, but it's still not a good idea, and you don't trust yourself. I know if I go meet him for dinner in Austin and I have a room there and he has a room there, somebody's room is going to be empty.
That's where I'll be. I'll be in the empty room. The intentions are really good. Terry and Michelle in this room. Mystery guest over here.
Mystery
you all know what's going to happen. Michelle and mystery guest. Oh, M&M again. Terry's going to end up in the suite all by herself.
Okay, so what do you do in that situation? Just not go?
So let me just backtrack with, okay. Yes, I have been in those situations and I go every time.
Every time.
Who are we kidding?
Yeah.
Honestly, if the chemistry's there, the sex is, it's all just awesome and great, and you can't, wait to see them just because. I mean, even if you didn't have sex, you would just love a conversation with him.
Totally.
Know.
I mean, this is somebody who,
actually really enjoy
me. Rotten.
But you enjoy him as
and you know what? Not even as yes, very much as a person. But I think he's a one person that I date. He's somebody, one of a couple people that I've dated that really, really just got me. Does that make sense? Like he got me from the moment he saw me.
He knew
how to handle me because I'm a little extra. I might be a little bit of a live wire. I need somebody who knows how to calm me down because I'm emotional and I'm passionate and I'm, you know what I mean? Sometimes I don't think before I speak.
Guilty.
And he just knew, he always knew how to just, and he's polar opposite. He's very laid back. He's soft-spoken, but he's super masculine, but he's softer-spoken. He doesn't talk a lot, and he just would let me just fly and do my own thing. Always.
But that's a good relationship. There can't be two stars.
No.
There has to be a star and then an audience. That's not really the right word, but you can only have one star. You can't have two stars because then you're always competing for time. But what's nice is I always feel safe in those situations when I know I can go way over here.
True.
And he will catch me or stop me when it gets dangerous.
True.
But I can totally go for it because I feel safe. You know? I know that person won't let me go completely sideways or, crash down. But I can take it. I can push the limits.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
I love that feeling. And that's what you have with him. You feel safe to be your wild, authentic, crazy, push the limit.
In terms of connecting with people, because I'm really a total social butterfly. Like when I'm in a room, it's one of my superpowers, I feel like. I'm one of those people that just I like to connect. And I like to network. And I like to... I'm very curious by nature. I'm such a curious person. I want to know about people, and I'm a videographer. So, for me, and I love everything about storytelling. So I want to know other people's story. I want to know who you are, what you do, what makes you tick. Like, I'm that very curious person. So when I'm at a party or I'm in a room, I'm meeting people and going, oh, hi, like, how are you? Tell me about you. Like, I really am genuinely interested in other people's stories.
Right.
And he used to say all the time, I love watching you work. I love sitting back and watching you work a room. He's like, you are just like, and that's what he would do. I never had to worry. I would just go do my thing, and I could just work the room and do my thing and never, ever have to worry. And then there was the other side of him that just was, he was very, I don't know if caring is the right word, for lack of a better word, caring, but he would, attentive, I think, is a good word. Like, he was just attentive. Like, I would get out of the shower and I'd be brushing my hair and he would stop me and like brush my hair. And like, he was just very sensitive and tender that way. And so all those things equal a fucking disaster if I go to Austin.
So she's talking so wonderfully and tender and softly about this guy. And then all of a sudden, a fucking disaster.
It's gonna be a disaster because it's not ever gonna amount to anything.
But isn't that okay? I mean, isn't it okay sometimes to go knowing what's gonna happen? Totally okay. You can't detach. I can and you can't.
I can detach, but from certain people I can't. Not from somebody that I was so, I mean, I've only been really madly, deeply crazy in love 3 times in my life.
And was he one of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
That would, I mean, that would crazy, be madly, deeply, beautifully in love with him. And he's one of the 3 people I've actually been crazy, madly in love with. And so it would be hard for me to detach just from that. Like, randoms, like, I can detach from that all day long. Like, I don't even need to know your name. Like, you know what I mean? There's a difference between,
sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you don't. You wake up and you're like, oh, shit, he has a mohawk. But, yeah. So
I don't know that story.
You don't know that story? That was when I was, like, late teens, early 20s.
No, I don't know that story.
Yeah, it was multicolored, and I did not know his name, and I was,
wow.
All I knew was that he was in a band, and something happened after the concert, and I don't know. Okay. Anyway, yeah. That was a long time ago, but I can detach in those situations where you know what it is, and you meet at a bar, and it's, I don't have anything against people hooking up, like, it's fine, like, we're all adults, we're having a good time, we're okay with that, but him, and beyond the part of it being, I think the disaster part of it would be that, I don't know, I don't want to get my hopes up, and I don't want to fall back in love with him. It's been years, and I've been so good. He's asked me to meet him in different places over this last several years, and I've said no every single time. And I don't know why I'm feeling a little bit of weakness with this time around. Maybe it's because of the pandemic and the length of time, because and my morals and memory are out the window.
I know. I thought it was so funny last night. Well, we thought it was funny.
It was funny, but I'm considering it. Damn it.
But if you go in, I mean, I understand. I totally understand what you're saying. But could you go knowing the expectation of no expectation? Just go, have a great time. You're going to fly back. I think you go to Nashville after that. He's going to go back to Arkansas. Wow. And no. I don't know what's in Arkansas, but
He's working there.
Oh, that's right. He's working.
Big job.
So, could you, or would that little meetup, like, start it all over again and now you're texting and calling?
And I can lie to myself.
I can handle it.
Absolutely. I know.
Yeah.
I know what it is. I know the expectation. I know what it is going in. I'm totally fine with it. And I could actually believe that. All the way up until the next day.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, damn it, I'm already planning my next trip to Arkansas.
No, you need to find a common ground. Not Arkansas. Not.
Oh.
Keep meeting in Austin.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I'm busy with work. Like, I'm doing all these crazy, cool things.
Yes.
So, one thing that has happened, I had a really big client for 5 years and decided to... And this is... Okay, so, this is like a total... Okay, we're switching subjects, right?
Okay, we are. Okay.
Can we switch subjects?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
Yeah.
And you probably will... You're going to... You'll agree with... I think you'll... And I think... You're going to probably relate to this. You're one of the top three people in my life that's going to, that's going to get this.
Okay.
I was with this company. I started working with them 8 years ago. Full-time retainer contract because I own my own business. I was never an employee.
Right.
Independent contractor. They brought me on to provide, you know, video services, video and PR. So I've been working with them for 5 years. I used to say all the time, and I just thought about this recently, I used to say the color of their company, I won't say it, but just because I want to be respectful,
okay.
But I would say, I bleed
color
this company.
Okay, this company.
I bleed this company color. And the whole time I was saying, I bleed this company color. I'm a business owner with my own company, and I wasn't bleeding for my own company. I was bleeding for theirs.
Right.
And I put their company and their company goals above my own out of fear of losing the security of a monthly paycheck. And the fear of losing that security...
Yeah,
it
was your safety net.
Was that safety net? Was you've seen how scared you've seen me so scared to walk away from that, and that the fear of walking away from that kept me from really focusing on my own company and bleeding my own company colors.
Yes.
Until recently. You know, walking away from that was super scary, and I was having panic attacks, like the worst panic attacks I've ever had in my life. Because at my age, suddenly I'm like, okay, well, I only have this much in savings, I only have this much in investments. I total those together, that'll get me through this much time.
Right.
What am I gonna do? And what am I gonna do? And this is a great message for our audience, because the second I made that decision and I talked to my daughter and my brother about it, you know what they said to me?
What?
You know what the risk is, right? The risk is that you're going to lose them as a client if you send this. And I said, yes, I do know that risk. I'm willing to take that risk. As scary as it is, as hard as it is, as much as I love them, as much as I appreciate everything and the gratitude that I literally live and breathe for everything we've done together and the opportunity they gave me, I'm willing to take that risk. Now I'm ready to grow. If I'm ready to believe in my own value,
right?
And I'm ready to believe in what I bring to the table. And I sent it, and I was okay. And what's the weird thing is that I was weirdly, strangely okay with it. And when I went to clean out my office, I thought I'd be emotional and crying.
Yeah.
I didn't feel any of that.
Really?
Not one tear, not one sad moment. It was such a relief. And you came over today and you saw my new setup in my place that I've set up my own little kind of little office-y sort of space with my desk and my stuff. And believe it or not, I was like, I never wanted to do this, but I love it. I love it. And I'm like, why didn't I do this a long time ago?
Well, because you, like you said, it was fear. You know, you were afraid. But, you know, and to put it, I mean, they were your stepping stone. You know, they were your first client. You were just starting to do all of this. You had just started Verb. They brought you on board. I mean.
Oh my God, they
it's okay.
Amazing.
And they
believed in me before anybody believed in me.
Growing pains, right? But you know, they were your stepping. And now, look, I mean, when you shut that door, the doors that have opened for you in like what?
Two weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks. Right? 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. Amazing.
Like the floodgates have opened. I don't even know how I'm going to keep. Like it's incredible and crazy
and super exciting. I'm super excited
super
for you.
Exciting. So, I think that's a really great message. I think I really let fear hold me back for a long time, and I allowed fear to make my decisions in reference to my business for a long time.
But I also think it might have to do a little bit with age, because as we get older, you know, we are thinking retirement, how are we going to do all this? It's like, well, this is safe.
Yes.
You know, I know how much, you know, I know this.
This is what I have coming in. This will pay my, this will pay this. I can live off this.
I can, and so we're good.
I'm going to have to budget my face off, but you know what I mean?
It's manageable.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, to start over, and, you know, a lot of women do in their 50s and 60s, and after retirement, they totally reinvent themselves and do something totally different. And it ends up being a side hustle or bringing them an income.
And a lot of times more than they've ever made in their life.
Yes.
And more happiness and joy than they've ever experienced in their life and their work.
They're doing something they absolutely love.
Exactly. Exactly. And that I am a speechless, flabbergasted, whatever you want to say, about what's happening since I just decided to trust the universe and trust a lot of God, trust the universe, trust God, trust whatever
you believe in.
You know, whatever you believe in. You know, for me, it's very much trust the universe, trust the energy, trust the law of attraction. I'm a total person that is a giver, that is all about just like providing people value and just love, and like that's who I am at my core. And I just have to believe that that is going to be rewarded in some way. Like I've shown up during the pandemic, some of my clients couldn't afford to pay me, and I would show up and do stuff for free. I'm getting ready to do something tomorrow that I'm so excited about.
It is exciting.
I'm filming something at Petco Park at the Padre game. I'm the personal videographer for the person who's singing the national anthem. And it's somebody that I knew their dad, and who was a staple in our community here in San Diego, who is singing the national anthem, who is his son, who is in country music, who is in Nashville, who is wanting to, you know, getting ready to make it big. And shout out, I'm going to just mention him because I just love him. Nancaro, his name.
Graham
Nancaro, but his band is Nancaro, and he actually is the Official Goddamn Saints, right? Isn't that their new band?
Yes.
Official Goddamn Saints, so check them out.
They play it belly up sometime.
He's now officially relocated full-time in Nashville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he comes back and plays here because this is his hometown.
His dad was very
Lauren Nancaro. And so I'm so excited, but this is the kind of thing that for me, I knew he was coming here to do the national anthem, and I just reached out to him on Instagram and said, I would love to do this for you, and I would just love to do this for you. Let's just do this. There's like, there's no invoice involved. There's no expectation. There's nothing. I want to show up and I want to do this for you. Do you have somebody to capture you behind the scenes? Like slow motion of you walking through the tunnel out onto the field. I've got the whole thing in my head.
Yeah, you know what? I have
the story pictured in my brain of him like walking out and him singing the national anthem, and just not what's on the Jumbotron, but what I'm capturing, you know, for different angles for him. And then he's doing a interview with the news afterwards, and like just B-roll, and then talking about what that experience backstage in the green room at Petco Park, about his experience and how that felt and what that meant to him. And like even before, like I want to be with him before he walks down out to the field and talk to him about, how are you feeling? Tell me about your nerves. How excited are you for this? Like, da-da-da-da-da. Like, I want to capture it all. And so I get to do that for him tomorrow and pay the gift that everybody else has ever given me and given me a shot, I want to pay that forward and just gift this to him, and just it be a really cool experience for both of us. And I'm super excited. I don't think that would have happened if I didn't break out of the box that I was in,
right,
and start really thinking differently about other opportunities. I wasn't thinking about other opportunities when I was locked in by fear to this.
Right.
So
I agree.
I'm starting to think of other opportunities, and I'm available for other opportunities.
That's huge.
Because I was so locked in with them almost full time, almost like an employee, really tied down to them, really in that box, very, very extremely loyal to them, which is my personality in general. But it wasn't until I decided to really break out of that box and be okay breaking out of that box that things started to show up the way that they have. It's been insane, including this. And who knows where this will lead? Like, mm-hmm. it's the connect the dots things, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, tomorrow's huge.
I'm so pumped. And I'm nervous. Like, okay. You know, technical things happen. Like, I can have a glitch and fuck it up. Like, don't fuck it up, Michelle. Like, in my head, I'm like, already seeing it. Don't fuck it up. Don't forget this setting on your camera. Don't forget this setting. Don't forget this lens. Don't forget that. Oh, my God. I'm already.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, you man. Will be fine. Don't let that.
I'm gonna need another drink.
All that fear start coming in again.
Again.
Which that's what that is. That's fear.
Yes.
That's your self doubt.
This is self doubt.
Yeah. Don't let that seep in. Just keep knocking it under the, like, get out of here.
Okay.
I want this.
Okay. Yeah. You're right. No, you're
don't
right.
Don't let that seep in, because that will take over. And you're awesome at what you do. You're gonna have a ball. He is an awesome person. He comes from a
He's
great
so
family.
Wonderful.
Yeah, he is. I mean, the whole experience will be phenomenal.
But at our age, and doing what I do,
You're a badass.
Thank you. That's what I
didn't they say that? You were just in Scottsdale.
Okay, so I was just in Scottsdale. Just last minute. So my friend Holly, her husband's really, they're really good friends with these people. She's like, our friends need somebody in Scottsdale in 3 days to film them. They're guest speakers at this big event. Can you show up? I'm like, I'm there. Book my ticket. So I show up. Didn't know who they were at all. Didn't know what kind of event it was. I just knew that Holly was asking me to show up for her
and
friends.
Trust her.
And I trust her, and I'm going to show up. So I show up. I don't know who these people are. Everybody at the events is like, are you kidding me? You showed up to film so-and-so and you didn't even know who they were? They were like the number one people at the event speaking. Like, it was
wow.
Incredible. And they were amazing and fun and lovely and authentic. And, like, I had the most ridiculously amazing time. And what made it really special is that they outwardly showed their appreciation for what I do.
Right.
And they were saying things like, you're a badass. You're a gangster.
Gangster.
You're a gangster. You're a badass. You're the queen. The head guy at the event was like, you are a videographer extraordinaire. You were everywhere. And I do get that a lot. Like, I get people saying, oh my God, you are everywhere. And it was so, so nice to feel and hear and receive sort of that sort of appreciation and on that level.
Because you didn't get that from the company that you were loyal with for 8 years.
It just, and at the end of one of the events, it ended at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We're all heading out to the pool, and I usually would have my camera and be filming everything and conversations by the pool, and why don't you have your camera? These guys said, go put your camera in your room, get your bathing suit on, and come to the pool with us and have a good time and relax because you've earned it.
Nice.
I was like, wait, what?
You didn't hear you right.
Wait, what? Put my camera down? What? I mean, it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. And everything that has happened since has just been, I picked up another gig from there that I did last night. And, like, it's just snowballing, like you said last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a snowball. I mean, now, I mean, you've closed, you know, the door. I mean, and again, they were your stepping stone, but you probably stayed there a little too long out of fear.
Yeah.
And that's okay. We all do that. Everybody does that at some point in their life. And then, you know, because you hear stories all the time. It's like, I walked away. I just thought, I can't do this anymore. I walked away. I didn't have any saving, blah, blah, blah. But they followed their passion. And, you know, now they're multimillionaires or stuff. I mean, there's stories about that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you
Tell me about a time when you stayed in something too long. That you should have walked away. You have to have a story. Whether it's a job or a relationship.
Probably both.
Because I think a lot of people do this. This is a great message for our audience.
Well, I definitely stayed at that one company way too long. I mean, I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't eating. I don't have anxiety. And I had anxiety. Was horrible. Horrible. And I should have left long before I ever did. I was afraid. How am I going to get another job? You know, but I ended up leaving that job without another job.
At our age,
I had enough in savings, and I just thought, I've got to do it. And I actually I did quit, but I was able to, they okayed my unemployment. So between unemployment and my savings, I was okay. I knew I had like 6 months, and I just thought my health was worth more than that job. Yes. It was affecting my health horribly.
That's a big
horribly. And I
big
was like,
deal.
I can't do this. And I was in my late 50s. I wasn't 60 yet. So yeah. And I mean, was I afraid? I was, but interestingly enough, all my friends supported it. They all said, just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and for my health, thank goodness. And I mean, my next job wasn't my dream job either, but, you know, it's all stepping stones. But yeah, that was the worst job I ever had in my life.
Wow.
Yeah. It was horrible. She was horrible.
And I feel like that's a really good message, too, that
you should never stay in a job where your boss is being horrible to you. That's not okay.
And that was never the case. Let's clear up, like, my the
no, your
case
is totally different.
Oh my God, they were never
horrible
to me.
You asked me a question.
But yes,
right.
Like, but I agree with you. And even though they weren't horrible to me, it was still, I was stifled. I was stuck.
Yeah, they held you down.
I was just, I held myself down. They didn't. I held myself down
okay.
because I didn't make the decision.
Be accountable.
I don't want, yeah, I'm going to be accountable. I'm responsible for that 150%.
Okay, that's good.
I held
You're
myself
right.
back.
Yeah.
Not them.
And,
they were great to me. Like, they were great for that 5 years.
But that was your fear. I mean,
yeah.
it all
fear.
Comes back to
yeah.
being fearful. And
yeah.
we should never be fearful. We should always take care of ourselves first. Always.
And if it's affecting your health, which
yeah.
which this job was too, in the end, it was really affecting
yes,
my health
was.
Big time. Not sleeping. When I finally made this decision or thinking about this decision, I was having the worst panic attacks of my life. The
yeah,
worst anxiety
that.
Of my life, like on the toilet, head between my knees, can't breathe, heart racing, freaking out, panicking, like pacing. It was so horrible. It was so bad. Like, what am I going to do? Like, no one's going to want to hire me. Like, I'm in an industry where I'm competing with 20-somethings. You know what I mean?
But
like,
those people, they don't have the experience that you have. I mean, they may have the age or the energy, but they don't have the experience or the wisdom that you do. And that's what's tough with us at our age group, because we think the youngsters are going to take over. And it's like, no, but we bring more to the table than they do. And not disrespecting anybody young. Go for it. I mean, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Going for your job, your career, the house you want, the baby, whatever it is you want.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
But when you hit a certain age, then you become fearful.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
We shouldn't be fearful.
No. And it's...
We need to have the mentality of a 20-year-old that's like, you know, it's almost that mentality of, you know, nothing will happen to me. It's like, just go for it.
Just go for it.
Yeah. Don't be afraid.
So this is good. So you are just going for it with your... with the stuff that you really want to do. Like, what are you just finally saying, I'm going to go for this? What are you doing?
I'm blogging. My blog. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, your blog.
My blog. So, and getting that in line with also my Instagram and pictures and influencing and just, you know, trying to show people there's fashion at 60. You know, there's fashion at any age, actually.
And there's fun. There's fashion and there's fun.
There's fun. I mean, the
fashion, fun, and fabulousness can happen at 60.
At any age.
Yes, at any age.
You know, that's my niche, is that age group, because that's what I am. You know, I mean, a 20-year-old isn't going to relate to me. They're going to tell their mom to watch me, which is good.
Right.
Happy about that. I can switch you on to somebody that's 20 that you should follow, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I get excited. I'm super nervous. I'm scared shitless.
I get it. Girl, I get it.
I am scared to death that I'm going to get bullied. And, you know, there's a million things in my head that, you know, and it's like, oh, my God. I have to remind myself daily, step out of that. You've got to step out of that. Because, and then the other thing is, you should always do what scares the shit out of you. If it scares you, you should do it.
Okay, right? Say that again.
You should always do what scares the shit out of you. If you're scared shitless, do it.
That is so good.
It is meant that you are to do it.
That is so good.
I think that's the best message.
But I haven't heard that.
Oh,
if it scares you, do it. I've heard that. But authentically, you coming out and go, if it scares the shit out of you.
It scares the shit out of me. It does.
Okay.
It's paralyzing at times. But,
Do you feel like even me, like at my age, doing what I do?
I don't even look at your age.
But I think I'm stupid. I feel ridiculous. I feel like here's what happened. My panic attacks, excuse me, I live in the city. Obviously, there's a situation going on. So, there's obviously like a big situation going on. Seriously, in my head, I'm like, who do you think you are? Are you a fucking idiot? You can't do this. You're too old for this. People are going to think you're an idiot.
That's like, how I feel.
I mean, so many things are going on in my head about me being a 50-something-year-old videographer chasing around people that are in their 20s and 30s and 40s.
That's so awesome.
Like, in my head, I'm like...
In your head, you're 20, 30 something.
In my head, I'm like, who do you think you are? This is ridiculous. You're not going to do this. Like, you're an idiot. Like, those thoughts enter my mind. Like, people are going to think you're ridiculous. Like, people are going to laugh at you. Those things happen. Those things enter my mind. That voice seep in. The secret is, and the trick is... How do you shut that up? How do you shut that off and go, no, like, fuck you. No, like, you're wrong. How do you change that internal dialogue and say, you're wrong. I'm a badass. I'm amazing at what I do.
I'm a gangster.
I'm a gangster. I'm obsessed. And this is the truth. I'm obsessed with what I get to do. I'm obsessed with it. Like,
you are.
It keeps me up at night. I can't stop thinking about the stories I get to tell. If I'm going to get, like, tomorrow, like, I'm not going to be able to sleep because I have the entire story of what this man is going to get to experience and being able to capture that in a way that he can show his audience visually what he's experiencing tomorrow. Oh my God, I am so excited. I'm fucking turned on. Like, it is over. Like, I'm not going to sleep. I'm so pumped about it.
So that's where you have to go when this negativity seeps in.
Yeah.
You have to go back to, oh, hell no. I reached out, he, manager, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Like, you just have to keep, I think it's a, it's an inner dialogue, just like the dialogue of, am I too old, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, whatever it is. No, change, it's a mindset, like change your vocabulary. 100%.
100%,
right? 100%, I mean, yeah. Tony Robbins talks about that. It's mindset, like just don't, when that starts happening, start saying the other stuff to yourself. Like, and you have to believe, you have to say it and believe it. And if you say it enough, you will believe it and you manifest it.
You have to trust the universe. You have to trust.
Yeah, you do.
In what you're doing from a real, authentic place of love. Like, everything in me to do what I do is an authentic place of love and genuine love for what I get to do. And appreciation and gratitude for what I get to do. So, I don't know. I need to continue to trust that. And I forget about that sometimes, but I need to remember to come back to that as often as possible and remember that as often as possible, right?
Yes, and I mean, that's what you bring.
And you treat with your stuff.
But no, I know, but like a 20-year-old doesn't have all that wisdom of that because they haven't experienced all of that. So, you know, when you say, oh, you know, what am I bringing to the table? You're bringing a lot to the table. And people are giving, I mean, things are happening for you.
Yeah.
So.
As you, like, keep thinking the same thing about what you're doing.
I know. It's
going.
So easy to tell.
Right. You're telling me all this.
It's so easy.
Let me bounce all that back to you. Boom, bounce it all back to you, girl.
I know. And I do have those conversations, and then, you know, I'll get in my head. And
yeah.
That's a scary place. You don't live in your head. What does Tony Robbins say? If you're in your head, you're dead.
Ooh, I love that.
He does. That's one of his sayings, I'm pretty sure. If you're in your head, you're dead.
Oh,
and he's right.
It.
If you're in your head, you can't be authentic. You can't be present.
I love
right? Because you're in your head.
Yeah.
You're like...
yep.
Instead of just like going for it and just... If you fail, you fail. I mean, that's okay. People...
It's okay.
You know, talk to any millionaire. They failed a couple times before they got there.
A lot, right?
Yeah. It didn't, you know, we just see the pretty side of, you know, they have all this and all that and they're doing this and that. No, you should have hung out with them 10 years ago when they were going. I mean, Tony Robbins will talk about that too.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tony. He was poorer than poor. And he just kept buying all these books and going to these seminars and just bettering himself all the time. So, and staying out of his head.
I love that. So, I feel like this is a great segue to kind of end. And I always end my, I always finish my drink before you.
Like, you're not driving
always,
either.
Always, always. So, it's a great segue because I'm going to put it out in the universe that this is going to happen. The potential is there that I'm going to be in Dallas. And I'm going to be filming in Dallas at an event where Tony Robbins is the speaker coming up in June or July. I can't remember. And so I'm going to put it out in the universe that the potential is already there. I've already been asked to go. So we'll just put it out there that speaking of Tony Robbins, let's cheers to not only Tony Robbins, but staying positive. Getting out of our head, stop doubting ourselves, stop the self-limiting beliefs, stop the negative self-talk about how old we are, and go for it and understand and believe in our own value and what we bring to the table. Because what I heard last night at the mastermind that I filmed, somebody said, people trust confidence.
Yeah, you shared that with me. That's good.
So... cheers to confidence. Cheers to believing in ourselves. Cheers to stop feeling like we're too old for this. Like, we're not. It's that.
And the thing about being old, and we connected about this last night too, was our physical age, like what our birth certificate says how old we are, is not how we feel.
Not at all.
I don't feel that age. I don't act that age. I don't know what that even supposed to look like.
You definitely
anymore.
Don't look that age.
And I don't
and
look,
we don't
that,
look
age.
That age.
Right, and neither do you. Like,
no.
We don't fit that. Everything's moving so quickly, and we're all just changing.
No.
I don't,
you don't
feel
fit that
age. Mm-mm. And you don't, so when you say, oh, I'm too old, I don't look at you like that.
No, I don't feel like that at all.
And neither one of us do.
No.
Which is, why we're, you know, I battle with that. It's like, oh yeah, wait, hold on. I am that age. It's like, but I don't feel that age, which is, I think we shouldn't feel that age.
No.
It's just what our birth certificate says.
Right.
It's our mindset that we feel something else. So.
Oh, I love that so much. Okay. So I'm
empty.
I need another one. On that note, we're going to say cheers to believing in ourselves.
Yes.
Cheers to throwing age out the window. Along with memory and morals.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we'll update you on whether or not I end up in Austin or not.
Or if I go to Austin.
Or if she goes to Austin.
If I go to Austin, we all know how this is ending.
Yeah, you and I are going to have brunch the next morning alone about how great the night before was.
For her, not
and you're
going
to have to talk me off the ledge. Like, talk me off the ledge.
That's what
Michelle, it is what it is. Don't fall for him again. Just no. Just, like, take it for what it was. Take it for the moment. Oh, my God.
That's what I'm here for, Dolly.
Okay, love you.
Love you, too.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Hey, oh, yeah, if you like our show, if you like what we have to say, just put it in the comments. Comments, like, love, share, hit the love button, subscribe, do all that shit. Just, you know.
Follow us on Instagram.
Just follow us. Oh, yeah, follow us on Instagram, Dolly and Dolly, double D, in case you haven't picked up on that. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.